Previously on Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast.
The first worm, did that, and then they placed it into alcohol.
Get ready for a heap and help and assassitude. Here comes Cliff and Kendall.
You got bills to pay and the rent is due, but you spent your money all up on food. Your car blew up into a fireball. It would be nice to escape it all. To go someplace where the laughs are free, and there are bad jokes and bad hopes and bits of humanity. Ladies and gentlemen, Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast. We're the show that'll never say die. Ladies and gentlemen, Cliff and Kendall are your hosts. Come along for the ride, where we can laugh about everything and make it through anything. Belch in your face and hear that ding-a-ring. And occasionally we sing. Ladies and gentlemen, Cliff and Kendall and all the friends are here and ready to go. And now that you, the listener, are here, we're ready to start the show.
Oh, Kendall, let's talk about water.
Let's do it.
Ladies and gentlemen, Cliff and Kendall.
Oh, Cliff, you know how much I love water.
Listeners are saying to themselves, finally.
Finally.
249 shows in, 248, whatever the hell number it is. Finally, they're talking about water.
Cliff, you know the Department of Water and Power has been waiting all this time.
Years. Years. Kendall, almost half a decade's worth of shows. They've been waiting to get to water, and finally, we're here, we're bringing it to light, we're not afraid to tell you the truth about water today. It's everywhere, but is there a lot to drink? Is there, Kendall? Do you know?
I don't even know what's happening. What's going on?
How much? I bet you know this before I even go into,
Let's see. Let's see.
To the class. Kendall, I want you to tell me how much of the water on Earth is drinkable by us?
Oh. Drinkable. Oh.
Yeah, tell me.
You mean like a percentage?
Yeah.
1%?
1%. Sounds good to me, Kendall.
Was that right? Or you? Am
I think
I
that
this
is
up?
Right. Okay. It's either 1%, it's at most 3%. I don't want to ask Austin to go get me my notes. I left them in the bathroom again. Oh. But you know, it's between 1 and 3%. I think it's closer to 1%. That's such little water. Can you believe it? And we've all got a Leo off of that.
I know. Well, not everybody lives off of it. So 3.41 million people die from water, sanitation, hygiene-related causes every year. How sad is that?
Oh, my God. I'm so sick, and I want to bring people back up. I want to lift their spirits, and I want to tell them that each molecule of water, Kendall, you'll appreciate this, junior scientist that you are.
Oh, I love me some science.
Each water molecule is made up of two hydrogen atoms bonded to a single oxygen atom. What kind of bonds can be formed in this day and age.
Let that be a lesson.
Let that be a lesson to you.
Well, Cliff, you know, 70% of an adult's body is made up of water.
And there must be so much water
in our body. We could solve, world thirst.
World thirst. We could if we could only donate the water that must be inside us. We are at least 80% fat, so that statistic is wrong for us.
80% of your body is fat, Cliff, and the remaining 20 is water.
It is. Kendall, did you know that water from the sea or the ocean is known as seawater?
You are blowing the lid off of modern conceptions, Cliff.
And it's got salt in it. That's what makes it different. Do you know how salt water gets its salt?
When a baby water meets a baby salt, they make baby water salt.
It's carried from the soil, the sediment, by the rain, washes it to the sea.
Is it really? I don't think I really knew that.
Oh, Kendall, they're not going to give us the Peabody Award for this show. period, but they certainly wouldn't even consider it if we don't teach nobody nothing. Did you know
nobody
this?
Nothing.
Ocean tides are caused by the rotation of the Earth and the gravitational pull of the Moon and the Sun.
I did know
acting
that.
Acting on what else but ocean water?
Yeah, you know, actually, the gravity from the Moon actually, like, pulls the water, and it, like, sort of bends out from the Earth, and that's what sucks it away from the tides. Did you know that? Isn't that crazy? Out of this world.
Out of this world. So crazy.
So, Cliff, a healthy person can drink about 3 gallons of water per day.
I drink so much water every day. That's why I'm so fat. It's all water weight.
Can I tell you, in doing research for the show, I immediately started drinking so much water today. I was like, oh, look, water's so good for me.
It's so good for you, everybody. Just drink. Stop what you're doing right now, except for listening to the show. Go get you a glass of water.
Take the show with you. Cliff, but drinking too much water too quickly can lead to water intoxication.
Which is an intoxication I've never had a problem
with.
That sounds terrible.
And it occurs when water dilutes the sodium level in your bloodstream and causes an imbalance of water in the brain.
Oh, you know what you could probably do? Just eat a canned soup, and it would restore all sodium that you ever needed.
One sip.
To your body. Do you know that what else but water? It makes a good solvent with many sugars, salts, and acids. They just easily dissolve with water, Kendall. It's a magical process. Even you, a magician like yourself, will appreciate.
Cliff.
On the other hand, oils and us, fats, don't mix well with water. That's why probably when you started drinking that water today, your body probably tried to reject it real quick.
I was peeing like 12 times a minute.
And water. Don't.
It just shot right through me. Although I do feel like our listeners are listening to Bill Nye the Science Guy right now. But I can't
help
it.
They're loving it, Kendall.
I can't help it.
It's a very popular show in America, Kendall. The Big Bang Theory. It's about nerds. They just talk nerd talk all day long. It's very popular. It just comes on TBS 40 times a day.
This is going to be the new show here.
There's a crossover. There's a crossover with us and those fans, and they're loving the nerd speak.
They are loving it. Cliff. Let's see. What else? Water. 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 Helps maintain healthy body weight.
It sure does.
By increasing your metabolism and regulating your appetite. That is the thing I read. I was like, I need to just drink a gallon of water. Water. Water.
Easily. Kendall, did you know? I hate to upset you or surprise you with this fact.
I feel like we're in a debate.
About water.
Kendall, did you know? Let me finish.
Water in the form of ice is found at the polar ice caps of the planet Mars. Some scientists have also suggested the possibility of liquid water on the very same red planet. Kendall, did you know all that about Mars?
Cliff, you are blowing listeners' minds.
They're all their minds blown. We haven't even gotten to bad jokes yet.
Just wait. They're going to be blown for sure. Cliff, drinking adequate amounts of water can decrease risks for certain types of cancer, including colon cancer, bladder cancer, and breast cancer. And with breasts as big as ours, we got to drink a lot of water.
What's going to be... Now, I've really thought about this contingency. When I get breast cancer, I thought, what will I really tell people? Because I'm not telling people that. Mm-hmm. So I just thought, you know, I'm trying to think of like a cover cancer that I can pretend to have.
But.
Well, think of the double mastectomy.
That's what I was about to say. I mean, I did hear.
I'm not trying to belittle anyone's cancer treatment.
Absolutely
but
not.
But I am not afraid of that.
I know,
me.
We're on rough ground here for a minute, Cliff. But I did hear.
Don't break the ice.
Today, oh God, we're too fat. We would definitely break the ice. I heard on the news today, or something on TV, where they were talking about men that had breast cancer. And I was like, oh my God, if we ever had breast cancer. I mean, first of all, it would be you or me to have breast cancer. Like,
it would
oh
be
my
us.
God, they actually
It'd
have breast.
It would be us.
But we would have a double mastectomy. So, you know, that would be, I'm not, like you said, I'm not belittling anybody with breast cancer.
Right.
But that would be the only... silver lining. Only us would be like, oh, I'd love to get mono so I could lose 20 pounds.
Exactly, Kendall. And also, other things I'm known to just talk about are how pure water, no smell and no taste, Kendall. And I think that's due to its pH level, which is about 7. It's right in the middle of
neutral.
An acid and a base.
That's why they use it for so many things in science.
That's why they call water the Switzerland of liquids, because it's neutral in all matters.
Neutral zone. Clip, water helps with constipation. Did you know that?
Oh, Kendall, let me go get some extra water. If people listening to this show are not thirsty, I hope nobody's stranded in the desert, and this is the last bit of power their iPod has left, and they've turned on our water show. Because you think how thirsty they are. In the desert, and they're seeing an oasis of fat people beckoning to them with big, cool, frosty glass of water. But we're not there. I'm so sorry that they're in the desert, but we're not there. I wish we were.
As much as I love talking about water, I need to take a break from water to have some bad jokes.
And that's no joke. And I love the water talk.
Oh, it's not a joke, Cliff. I really do need a break from the water for a second because it's making me have to pee. Cliff, two teens.
Yeah.
Two teens. Two young old teens.
No. Will anybody teach them the proper way?
Because it's been a long time since we've been teens.
Oh, God. It has been so long.
But they had been lovers for a few weeks. But the boy was always after the girl. We've been lovers for longer than 2 weeks, Cliff.
For years. 10 years. We had a 10-year anniversary show last year.
The boy was always after the girl to quit smoking, and one afternoon, she lit up after some banging sessions, Cliff. And he said, "You really ought to quit." And she...
Yeah.
She was getting tired of the snagging, and she said, "I really enjoy a good cigarette after sex." And he said, "But they..."
She got a point there. Kendall got a point there.
Got a point. And he said, "But they stunt your growth." She asked if he ever smoked, and he replied that he had never smoked. And she smiled and lifted her gaze to his groin, and she said, "So what's your excuse then?"
Whoa.
Bitch.
Kendall, there was a lady, her name was Barbara, and she was with her psychiatrist, Dr. Steinberg.
Babs.
And suddenly, she just says, "Dr. Steinberg, will you kiss me?" Shocked. Dr. Steinberg replied abruptly,
"Certainly not. We must preserve a distance in this sort of relationship."
"Well," Barbara said, "will you hold my hand?"
"No, not even that," Dr. Steinberg said. "It's important that we keep this on a non-emotional basis."
Sort of like our show.
Barbara, I know. One thing people are not about our show, it's emotional. And Barbara, she ponders this for a moment, and... then she says, "Well, will you at least tell me that you love me?" And
"No, try to understand," Dr. Steinberg told Barbara. "I can't kiss you. I can't hold your hand. I can't even tell you that I love you. We shouldn't even be in bed together."
Slutty doctors. And gullible patients.
Well, Cliff, if he sounds like that, he's going to need to let off some steam every once in a while.
Oh, yeah.
Cliff, little Gregory wakes up in the middle of the night feeling alone and scared. And Cliff, he goes... Oh, poor little Gregory. He goes into his mother's room for comfort, and he sees his mom standing naked in front of the mirror.
Oh.
And she is rubbing herself, her chest in her, and she is groaning, "I want a man. I want a man."
Oh. No.
Well, little Gregory, he just shakes his head in bewilderment, and he just takes off back to his room and gets in the bed. Now, next night, Cliff, same thing happens. On the third night, Gregory wakes up, goes to his mom's room, but this time there's a man in the bed with his mom.
Oh.
And Cliff, Gregory runs back to his room, whips off his pajamas, rubs his chest, and groans, "I want a bike! I want a bike!"
Oh, my God.
Oh, Cliff, see, he's learning from his parents. If you rub yourself, you will get what you want.
They have to be taught, Kendall. People think that children just know things instinctively.
They can't learn everything they need to know just listening to our show.
Taught. And speaking of things that need to be taught, Kendall, one day a man, he came home from work to find his wife. Oh, no. She's crying hysterically in the kitchen. "What's wrong, dearest?" asks the confused husband. "Oh, darling," sobbed the wife, "I was cleaning little Susie's room when I found whips, handcuffs, and chains under her bed."
No.
"Along with a very erotic porno mag. Whatever are we going to do?" "Well," replied the man, "I guess a spanking is out of the question."
Cliff, there were three men. They were drinking at a bar. This was a doctor, an attorney, and a biker.
Okay.
And as the doctor was drinking his white wine, he said, for her birthday, I'm going to buy my wife a fur coat and a diamond ring. This way, if she doesn't like the fur coat, she will still love me because she got a diamond ring. Smart thinking, Cliff. Smart thinking.
Now, as he went to Jared. That's what people are going to be saying.
It could only be Jared. Anyway, as an attorney was drinking his martini, he said, for my wife's birthday, I'm going to buy her a designer dress and a gold bracelet. This way, if she doesn't like the dress, she will still love me because she got a bracelet. Cliff, I think these are too many things they're buying their wives.
Come on, guys. There's a recession on.
fur coat and a diamond ring. Anyway, Cliff, that would make me look bad. As the biker was drinking his shots of whiskey, he said, I'm going to buy my wife a t-shirt and a vibrator. This way, if she doesn't like the t-shirt, she can go fuck herself.
Oh, no.
Bitch, Kendall. Biker, yes.
Oh, I cannot believe that our writers just resubmit these classic golden oldie jokes that and they think that we won't notice.
Cliff, if it works once, it'll work again.
Kendall, what's the biggest crime committed by transvestites? Mail fraud. Kendall, what do a nearsighted gynecologist and a puppy have in common?
I don't know.
A wet nose. Kendall, what do you call a hillbilly? A hillbilly Alabaman who owns sheep and goats.
Oh, I don't know.
A bisexual. Kendall, have you heard about the new line of Tampax with bells and tinsel?
No, I have not.
Oh, it's for the Christmas period.
Cliff, I gotta take a break.
I gotta take a break.
And then we'll return with some more water discussions right after this.
Sure.
Don't go anywhere. Cliff and Kendall are just getting started.
Constipation can be a problem for anyone, even doctors. Well, a majority of the doctors we heard from had this to say.
The laxative should be effective, gentle, and close to natural acting. A medicine that can be used with complete confidence.
Now, X-Lax has been popular with many doctors and millions of people over the years, because chocolated X-Lax is effective. Overnight, it helps you toward your normal regularity. X-Lax, the laxative that helps you toward your normal regularity. Gently. Overnight.
And now, welcome back to the show.
Oh, Cliff, I almost didn't make it back.
Oh, no.
Because I've been drinking so much water, and it did not mix with the fat in my body, and I had to pee it all out. I almost didn't make it back.
Oh, Kendall, well, let me speak for myself and the listeners and everybody here at the studio saying, we're so glad you made it. We're so glad we have this time together to talk about water and its importance in our everyday lives. Kendall, I want to ask you on a dust off, a golden oldie. I want to ask you, what is your favorite water memory?
Oh, Cliff, it was when I was coming out of the birth canal. No. Cliff, I don't have a favorite water memory because I didn't like water growing up.
You didn't like water? What, Kendall? What are you talking about? You
didn't I didn't like drinking. There was a national swim club that I would go to every summer. That I loved doing. So that was my favorite water memory, really, was going there as a child.
Beautiful. Beautiful.
That was a lovely memory. Cliff, how about your favorite water memory?
You know, my favorite water memory is every time I've ever been in the water. It's a restorative process that you go through.
That's the most wonderful answer in the world.
In the water, submerged, it's like being reborn, Kendall, just every time.
Cliff, I think Austin finally perfected that butternut rye crispy recipe.
Kendall, I know that you saw them, they were in the kitchen, and he got the recipe off of the one Tyler, God bless him, his old hard drives. He did, he's been working on it trying to get it. You know, he, for the longest time...
This was a good batch.
Terrible. But I think today you had one. Did you think that they were up to Tyler's standards? Almost.
They were pretty close.
Pretty close. Closest we've gotten so far.
Just in time for Halloween.
Just in time. Speaking of, have we even told the big news between Mrs. Butter Butter Butterchurn and Mr. Snogbottom? They're...
Oh!
Family news.
First of all, I gotta say, Mr. Snodbottom has been really mad at us for not giving Chubby Challenge results, but hey.
Oh, kid, I was hoping that it was out of sight, out of mind. The same reasoning when my parents asked me when I was 19, could you take down all these Justin Timberlake posters? They thought, out of sight, out of mind. And
but
I was
he's been
hoping.
Texting me, and I'm not even going to go there. I don't look. It has been set in stone that George Bush is going to own our 250th episode.
Yeah.
So I just am not going to say it. And Mr. Snodbottom's going to have to deal with it that we're not going to do it. But we could bring them in to make this announcement.
And now, Mr. Snodbottom, he is shaking his head. He's too miffed. I know he'll forgive us eventually. He's too miffed for this. But Mrs. Potter Butter Bertrand is here. Just send her in. It's an impromptu kind of thing. Just send her in.
Oh, I'm sorry, dear. I was way down the hall, dear. I was about to eat one of those Butternut Rye Krispies, dear, when Austin stopped me.
Would Austin stop you? I told him that you could have them. I said, Charles the contractor cannot have them. You can have whatever you want from that kitchen, Mrs. Butter 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 Churn.
Oh, dear. Well, I appreciate it, dear. I'm driving home, so I heard that there was something in the Butternut Rye Krispies, so I thought it was best to leave them
chocolate
alone.
Chocolate chips. There's chocolate chips, and I know what they do to you. Because you have a little bit of a chocolate allergy. But sometimes, you know, weird things happen. But we want to let you share your wonderful news with our listeners who are eager for an update on your personal lives. Mr. Snodbottom, too miffed to even come in the room. I don't know what the deal is, but I know he'll forgive us eventually.
Oh, dear. You know, Mr. Snodbottom, he has his moments, dear, but they all pass, as everyone's do.
Oh, yeah. Although he does have trouble passing things, sometimes we know his irritable bowel.
Dear, you do make me laugh.
I know. I'm not going to get on his good side talking like that, but...
You don't want to be on his bad side if he can't have a... Yeah, anyway.
Dear. Anyway, our wonderful news, dear, that we are so excited to announce is that we are going to be adopting a baby.
Oh, how wonderful.
That is just amazing. We are so happy for both.
Congratulations, guys.
Thank you, dear. Oh, thank you so much.
Well, thank you for sharing it. I know our listeners are just, they're applauding. They're standing up hooting and hollering from their desks and on the train in the morning. Listen to the show.
I hope they're as happy so excited. As we are, dear. I cannot wait to meet our new little bundle of joy, dear. We'll have to have you guys go with us.
Wouldn't that be great? I'd love to.
I do too. All right, well, thank you so much, Mrs. Butter 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 Churn.
Yes.
Thank you, dear. Toot-a-loo, dear. So toot-a-loo.
Thank you.
Well, what a wonderful news that is.
Wonderful news.
That just goes to show you, no matter, you know, who you are or what you do, you can start a family, you can have a wonderful life.
Oh, it's a beautiful triumph for the human spirit, Kendall. That's what we're all about here at Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast.
That's what I'm all about.
We're all about uplifting people is what we want to do.
Yeah. I see another person coming around the bend right there, Cliff.
Oh, who could it be?
It's the trolley. It's time. Oh, Cliff, I think it's about time to find out how our story ends, or Bushelton Abbey.
Yeah, exactly, Kendall. Listeners have been dying to hear.
Cliff, I get emails every day.
Another way, your phone plan just won't support you checking all those emails. It keeps crashing your phone.
Oh, I'm so sorry, Charles. He is mad that we're ignoring him.
We are annoying him and ignoring
we're doing
him.
Both. I'm so sorry, Charles.
I'm sorry, Charles.
Let's find out what's happening in Busheltown. Okay.
Welcome to the exciting conclusion of the Bushelton Abbey mini-series event. We return now to the wealthiest neighborhood in Busheltown, known for some unknown reason as Bushelton Abbey. It's the middle of the night, and Dave Dipper had just come downstairs after hearing a loud crashing noise. He came down to find a shadowy figure lying on the floor. He also found his co-worker, Barry, with whom he'd had extramarital sexual relations earlier in the day, unexpectedly walking up to his front door, holding a mysterious package. Just as Dave Dipper opened the door for Barry, a gunshot rang out, and Barry collapsed onto the ground, covered in blood. And there was also meth in Ziploc baggies on the counter, but more on that later.
Barry, what are you doing here? And who's that other person who just shot you? They just ran through the glass door into our backyard. Now they're running into the woods behind our house.
Dave. Dave.
Barry, you're covered in blood. Where were you shot?
Dave. Dave.
Are you dying? What can I do?
Dave. You're kneeling down on my testicles.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, that's better.
You're still bleeding. What can I do?
No, I'm not bleeding. At least I don't think so. The bullet went through this package I'm holding.
Package? It was filled with blood?
Yeah, it was from my uncle who just moved in on your street. It was delivered here by mistake.
Package full of blood? What is he, a vampire or something crazy like that?
Well, I hate for you to find out this way, but yeah, he's a vampire. He's 700 years old.
My wife, Sherry, did say it looked like he needed to have his roots done.
Oh, yeah. Your wife.
If your uncle's a vampire, does that mean...
Yep. I'm a vampire as well.
If you're a vampire, how come you don't sparkle in the sunlight? Isn't that what they do?
Dave, we use sunscreen. You just get it at the store.
Wait. When we were having sex on my desk, you bit me. Did you...
No, you ain't no vampire. I'd have had to bite you on the neck, and then you'd have had to swallow my blood, and all you swallowed was...
Barry, my wife is right upstairs. I've got to keep this on the down low. Real low.
Sure thing, Dave. I've been keeping secrets for like 200 years, so you're safe with me.
Okay, Barry. I've got to go back to bed. Cheryl will be worried.
Oh, good night, Dave. I'll see you at work in a few hours.
Oh, wait! Do you know who that person was that shot you? And then ran crashing through my sliding glass door?
I'm not sure. My uncle has enemies, but most would know a gun against him would be useless, Dave. He may have been after you.
Hmm.
Oh, and the best thing to do to get blood out of carpet, just pour some rye shavings on it, and it'll soak it right out.
Thanks, I'll tell Sherry in the morning.
After their conversation, Dave went to bed and Barry went to his uncle's house. Uncle Bertram! Uncle Bertram!
He's not here, Barry.
Oh, it's you, Tamrick. Still working on my uncle's taxes?
Yes, there's an old saying that an accountant's work is never done.
Yeah, I heard it.
You covered in blood. Did you kill one of your uncle's new neighbors?
Tamrick, you know we order our blood from the internet. I went to pick up a box of blood Uncle Bertram had delivered, and then someone shot it.
Oh, he won't like that.
I know. He needed the blood, and he hates to pay for overnight shipping. The next day, at Dave Dipper's downtown Busheltown office, the two illicit lovers, one a man married to a meth cook, and the other a vampire, reconnected over breakfast.
Oh, that was some good reconnecting, Barry.
Thanks. You too.
Look, I might as well tell you, now that we know so many of each other's secrets, that I think the agency may go under. We're all out of dough.
I have an idea. You know that I'm a vampire, and I have super vampire vision. I saw that you had baggies full of meth sitting under a dish towel in your kitchen.
I can explain. My wife Sherry and I were rehearsing a play.
Now, Dave, we know that ain't true. I was thinking you sell all that meth that's just sitting there, and then you'd have the money.
We can't. Sherry cooks the meth to pay off her student loan bills.
Oh, well then, let me think.
Think whatever you like, just don't blow our cover, Barry.
Dave, you know what I like to blow.
Mr. Dipper, there are some men here to see you.
Who are they? I'm in a meeting.
They're from the DEA. That's the drug enforcement.
I know what the DEA is.
Is Barry in there with you?
I'm here. We're having a meeting to reconnect.
There's some men here to see you too, Barry.
Is it the top brass from the dog food factory? They're not due until 10.
No. It's not the dog food company. It's just a bunch of guys with wooden stakes.
Thanks for joining us for the exciting mini-series event, Bushelton Abbey. Now back to you, Cliff and Kendall.
What an exciting conclusion to Bushelton Abbey, Cliff.
Well, it was exciting, Kendall. People have been writing, blowing up our phones, begging for the finale, and finally.
They've been begging for something, Cliff.
There's one type of person who was waiting to see The Dark Knight Rises, and then there's another type of person who was waiting for part three of Bushelton Abbey.
That, yes, and that's the person I like. It's time to get some news that we all need. From one very special person, Cliff, it's time for the news from Kendall's mother.
Oh, thank goodness.
Hello, this is an anonymous caller calling. Mainly, I'm going to reveal myself tonight. This is Kendall's mom. Hello, Cliff. How are you
doing?
Good.
And I just called to tell you there's a whole lot of things going on in this world that y'all ought to be watching out for.
Like what?
I hear there's everything going on. There's been plane wrecks, ships sinking, people getting killed. You better take it easy and watch what you're doing. And out there in California, it is really, really bad. Really bad. Really bad, really bad, really bad, really bad. And I told you, I told Kendall before that he has to, if he sees anybody shooting at him, to drop down and play dead. And Cliff, you can do that too. And tell Miss Butter that she's out there where y'all at, where Kendall's at, and she better, I'm leaving her in command to take care of Kendall. Take care of everything and watch the ocean, because I hear tsunamis are getting up and it's getting hot. And you know how that goes. When tsunamis start, it's going to be storms, and it's coming all the way from China and Hawaii. It'll land right there in California, right on the street where Kendall lives. Okay, I'm going to let you go, so be careful. Love you both. Bye-bye.
Wonderful.
So glad that my mother could call in and give us...
I got one thing. You know how bad it is out there, Kendall? It's what?
Dangerous.
Good night.
It is dangerous.
Oh, well, that was the news from Kendall's mother. All the news.
Wonderful.
Get to worry about.
And wonderful. So great to hear from your mother.
Oh, it's always great to hear from my mother. It's just like hearing from Mrs. Potter Butter Butter Churn. It's like people that we love, you know.
Wonderful.
Mr. Snodbottom, I'm watching you because he's so mad at us.
He's so mad. He'll forgive us one of these days.
It's really sad if he doesn't, Cliff.
Uh-huh.
And it's sad that we didn't talk more about water, but there's just so much to say about it. We might have to have water part two.
Kendall, not to speak too wetly, but we've only just touched the tip of the iceberg of water.
Oh, you punster.
And there's so much left to say, but that's why we have thousands of episodes left to do, because who knows how many parts of water
who knows
there are left to talk about.
But that's also,
we've only even talked about its liquid state. What about when it's a gas? What that, about
that's gonna be a whole
when it's
series,
a solid,
when it's a gas?
Cliff, it's a gas.
That's also why we have cliffandkendall.blogspot.com, facebook.com/cliffandkendall. Email us at cliffandkendall@yahoo.com. Give us a call on our fat line at 818-308 for fat. Twitter.com/CliffandKendall. We are everywhere. Just like water.
Uh-huh.
And plenty of drops
Kendall,
to drink. Cliff, you got a quote?
Promise me you'll always remember. You're braver than you believe, and stronger than you seem, and smarter than you think. And that was said by A.A. Milne.
Oh, Kendall. Cliff, I'm fatter than I ever imagined. Also, Cliff.
Sure.
If you must speak ill of another, do not speak it. Write it in the sand near the water's edge.
Oh, that's great.
How beautiful. That's Napoleon Hill.
I love it. I love that. Kendall, and listeners, and you listening
and
at home.
You, yeah.
The capacity for friendship is God's way of apologizing for our families. And that was said by Jay McInerney.
Oh, beautiful, Cliff. Beautiful. And finally, you can't trust water. Even a straight stick turns crooked in it. And that was W.C. Fields, Cliff.
I love him. Kendall, true Cliff and Kendall of his time.
The true Cliff and Kendall, yes. Take us home.
Take me home. Watery road.
Watery road.
I'm Claire.
And I'm Kendall. Thanks for listening, everybody. We'll see you here next week.
Oh, yeah.
You know, we'll be here.
We'll be here. Whether you come back is up to you. It's in your hands, listeners.
We'll still be sitting here eating like we are now.
Oh, yeah. Who's eating, Kendall? I don't know what you're talking about.
I don't know what I'm talking about.
Thanks for listening to today's show, Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast. We'll be here next time. Keep the emails coming in and be sure to subscribe.
Water, 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 water.